Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I'm in love.
I just melted. I melted.
The text messages are overwhelmingly in support of you over here. That was awesome.
Thank you.
And that was Wham. Yes. But Wham updated, and certainly, I mean, that's extraordinary. Great.
Thank you so much, Natalie
Jolly, Jolly, and she is here. You're here for a while, right?
Yeah, I'm hanging out.
All
right.
Are you? How do you feel about playing "Baby, It's Cold Outside"? Are you going to be triggered if
someone's going to sing it with me?
I only sing
the original.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So Natalie's here. We got live music all morning. It's our annual Toys for Tots broadcast at Bach Maserati on the Auto Mile Route 1 in Norwood. Today's weather is brought to you by the Air National Guard, and it is going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to get into the mid-40s, 45 or 46 for a high today. It is 23 right now here in Norwood. Get trained to eliminate threats to our air, space, and even cyberspace. You have the intelligence. Now make it a career. Become a military cyber warrior by joining the Air National Guard and visit goang.com/now or call 1-800-TOGOANG. It is 7:01, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. We are expecting the arrival of Santa Bach shortly here, and Santa Bach is going to hook up those of you who are with us this morning with lots of Christmas gifts, including, I think, a final pair of tickets to go tonight to the private Stone Temple Pilots show. Nice. that he is hosting for his foundation. So that is coming up in a little bit. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave one final voice message of this year on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. And we're going to get to today's Hillman Huddle right now.
It's time for the Hillman Huddle.
You a football fan?
With New England Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan off to the races. Touchdown, New England.
On WAAF.
All right, the Hillman Huddle this week is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, your lifetime roofing solution. And joining us right now as the Patriots get ready for the Steelers on Sunday, it is Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Do you have, before we get to the serious football questions that you won't answer, do you have a... Do you have a favorite Christmas song, Chris?
Favorite Christmas song?
Yeah.
I'm a big Mariah Carey fan.
Oh, boy, everybody.
Her Christmas songs. Yeah.
We just heard a version of the Wham! Christmas song as performed here live at Bach Maserati. But Mariah Carey, I think that's the number one most popular Christmas song.
I would
song,
say
really,
so.
Isn't it? Yeah. So real quick, I know that you guys are good at putting things behind you, but I just want to talk briefly about last week, and I wanted to first ask if you think if you have found any reason why theoretically the Miami Dolphins down there are in the heads of the New England Patriots. Is there any reason why it is so difficult for you guys to play down there?
I'll give you the Patriot answer. I mean, we've moved on. You know, we're focused on Pittsburgh, but you know, they play really well down there. I mean, I don't think it's not just against us. They're a good team when they play at home. Their record reflects that, and you know, they're a completely different team. They play with a lot of energy down there, and you know, it's tough to win this league, but tough to win on the road, and definitely tough to win in Miami.
Have you played in a game, either high school, college, professional, that ended in that dramatic a way?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Yeah.
So I just want to ask, it wasn't the bottle service at the bar on the beach. You don't get down to the warm weather and the ocean and tear it up.
Nah. We get down there and it's all business. And we, you know, I thought, you know, everyone played well. I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, we didn't get it done and we moved on. And you know, all our focus is on Pittsburgh now.
Nice.
A lot of texters are saying, can we please just not talk about it? Let's forget about the disaster in Dade or the miracle in Miami or whatever and talk about the Steelers. So speaking of places that are tough to play, that's a stadium where actually Tom Brady has had a lot of luck, but is that a tough place to go to at this time of the year?
Yeah, definitely. We've had to go there a couple times in the past years, and that crowd can get really loud. It's a pretty crazy environment to play in. But we just got to come ready to play and come ready to play a good 60 minutes of football, and I think we've been working really hard this week to go out there and, you know, put together a good game.
Is Bill different in a week like this, after a game like Sunday? That's not a question about Sunday, but that's just a question about this week. Is he somebody who works on getting you guys to kind of forget about last week and focus on Sunday and the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Belichick does a great job of just, you know, moving on, you know, and his focus the second that we came in on Monday was, you know, make the corrections from the game and then, you know, move right on to Pittsburgh. You know, you can't dwell on this stuff for too long. You know, these games come up fast and we have a lot to prepare for the Steelers. And, you know, that's what he does. And he does a really good job of, getting everyone kind of motivated to, you know, forget about Miami. It is what it is. It happened. And, all our focus was Pittsburgh on Monday. We know how big of a game it is. We know how tough it is to play there and play on the road in Pittsburgh. So, you know, we're excited. We worked really hard this week.
Chris Hogan of the New England Patriots is our guest this morning on the Hillman Huddle. And the question of the week this week is brought to you by ILoveBostonSports.com, the official fan gear of your New England football team. The perfect gifts this holiday season for every fan on your list. Visit ILoveBostonSports.com. And the question of the week is about the Steelers defense. And now that you've had an opportunity to watch some film, this texter wants to rank them against you to rank them against defenses that you guys have seen so far this year.
They're up there. You know, it's tough to, you know, put a ranking on all the defenses we played. We played a lot of good defenses this year. You know, they got a good front seven. They got guys in the secondary that are, you know, they're experienced, have been playing well, and they put a lot of pressure, you know, up front, and you know, it'll be a good test for us. But like I said, you know, we've been studying these guys and working really hard throughout the week. So, hopefully we'll go in there really prepared and ready to play.
Has Edelman tried to convince you to grow out the facial hair? I mean,
you know what? I can't grow facial hair.
Oh, you get the summer beard?
Been trying. My brother, dad, I mean, full beard, perfect beards. I can't do it.
I feel like Julian, and it's appropriate for this time of year, he looks a little Yukon Cornelius.
Bumbles Browns.
Don't you think? That should be his new nickname. Never mind Bubs.
I think I'm going to use that one today.
Yeah, call him UConn. All right, and then what are you guys doing for the holiday? You got the twins? Or you guys got to stay around here because you got the game. You got the game.
The family's coming up. It's really nice that we're... Sorry, I got Julian in my ear right now. I can't even hear you guys.
Oh, you got Edelman.
UConn Cornelius just made his way in here.
Uh-oh. Oh, he did. Yeah, ask him.
I don't think he gets it.
UConn
might be a little taller than him, though. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, not that old chestnut. You're 5'8". I'm 5'7". You're 5'9". You're 5'10".
Ask him.
Oh man.
Ask him how. Ask him how he likes the UConn Cornelius nickname.
I think he liked it because he got a little upset by it. So I'm gonna use that one.
All right.
Hey, do you guys do the locker room gag gifts for Christmas?
Everyone does it by position, so we have do a little Secret Santa with rough receivers. So it always is interesting. You always get some good gifts.
Why don't you upset Bill and reveal on the air who you have for Secret Santa? That would be.
Oh, I can't do it.
Not yet. That would be revealing confidential.
That's a sacred thing. Can't do it.
The fear is real.
All right. Well, how about a round of applause for Chris Hogan and the Patriots?
Merry Christmas, kids.
Chris. It's been great having you on all season, and we will talk to you in the new year, and we will be on to whatever we're on to at that point. All right, I won't say anything.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Chris Hogan, and we are broadcasting from Bach Maserati on the Auto Mile Route 1 in Norwood. It's our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast. Nice. We're expecting the arrival of Santa Bach shortly. We're expecting the arrival of Ken Casey of the Dropkick Murphy shortly. We have Natalie Jolly here. We're going to get Natalie to sing another Christmas song, and we will continue live from Norwood here on the Hillman Morning Show. It is our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast. Is the what's going on with the mic? Oh, that's probably the wireless microphone. That is, it's our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast.
Just nailing it year after year.
The first year was fantastic. Something different is going on right now. I don't know what it is, Lou. Is it the wireless? Is that what is? What's that? It's picking up the speaker over there. Okay, well we're at Bach Maserati on the Auto Mile Route 1 in Norwood. Santa Bach has arrived. We're going to talk to him. But I also want to say hello to a friend of ours and a listener of the show, Chief Brooks from the Norwood Police Department. Can we give him a round of applause?
The best. The man.
He is a legend. He's here to arrest LB for the holidays. And I think you brought a bunch of toys down today for the Marines.
Once we turn out the day shift at 8:30 or so, a bunch of us will be coming back. I just wanted to come in and kind of scope it out and say hello ahead of time.
Any problems? We got any problems? You see anything
no
bad?
Problems.
Everything's okay
no
over
problems.
Here?
You're
okay,
a pretty
okay.
well-behaved crowd. Right. So
wait till later. Wait till later.
I don't want to jinx us. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but this is a great thing. It's a great event. It's great to have you in town.
Yeah.
A lot of us at the department listen to the show in the morning and commuting in, and we listen to you all the time. And
good.
We met before. I think we met when President Trump was at Ernie Bucks.
Yes.
Remember that
yes.
a couple of years ago?
Yes, we met at the big Trump event that Ernie did, and who knew that we would be sitting in the position as a country that we are right now back then?
Who knew?
Right? Who knew? But it's great to see you, and thanks for all everybody does, men and women of the Norwood PD, and thanks for helping out with Toys for Tots.
Hey, it's our pleasure. It's nice to have you in town.
All right.
Have a good day.
There's the chief. There he is. Give him a round of applause. I just found out the next Christmas song that Natalie is going to play, and it is one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I think you're going to love it. So coming up in just a little bit, we're going to get Natalie Jolly to play another Christmas song. And we're gonna. Where did Santa Bach go? He was making his way around. Did he
ATM?
We probably went to hang the cash off of the Bach Christmas tree that he's gonna give away. So, if you get down here this morning, you get free breakfast. You also will have the chance to win a Christmas gift from Santa Bach, and that includes, obviously, as it does every year, cold hard cash, which is the best gift to give. I mean,
truly.
Did you say that the other day, Shu? That cash, or did you?
No,
say
that was me.
That was LB.
Yeah, the best Christmas gift of all time is a nice Christmas card
with cash.
With
cash in it. Yeah.
Hint, hint.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with cash. you can't go wrong.
It's on your desk.
Buy
a house on the Cape.
Thank you.
And also, we'll have Ernie has passes for his Stone Temple Pilot show tonight with to benefit Music Drives Us that he's going to give away.
That's cool,
as
man.
A
nice.
Gift.
That's cool.
Our vice president of all things digital, Tony, is here. And I think Tony, if you come over to the microphone, I think Tony can wrap up the most recent bracket challenge, which we did, which was the best Christmas film of all time.
Very true, yes.
It's been very controversial, but that's okay. I mean, it's been voted by the listeners, and remind me of the two films that were in the championship game bracket-wise.
All right, the final two were National Lampoon.
Yeah.
And Miracle on 34th Street.
Right, so it was Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and the classic Miracle on 34th Street, and the winner is...
I checked the results this morning, and by 60%, it was National Lampoon.
Wow.
All right. All right, people seem People seem happy about that. So, all right, best Christmas film ever according to you in our bracket challenge, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and you'll be able to see that 40 times between now and Christmas on 40 different channels. Where is anybody seen Scott from Weymouth? He did threaten to come down here. We haven't seen him yet, right? He's not.
I'm waiting for a face to light up in the crowd.
Yeah, no,
when you say his name,
we have not. We don't think he's here yet.
Yes, suspect.
But he did threaten us yesterday with an appearance. So
I think he's washing cars in the back.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably. I don't think they'd let him around these
side
models.
Jobs.
Maybe. I do know that Kayla Cummings is here. Where's Kayla?
What's where?
Kayla came down and arrived with some toys this morning.
Does she have clothes on?
She's I think yeah.
Say that to her.
This is a good part of the good part of the year because everybody kind of shows up at the end of the year.
And, it is. And it's nice to see everybody.
Everybody that we've had on the show. Let's talk to George and see what George wants to discuss this morning. It is 7:25. What's going on, George?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? What's up?
I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to give a shout out. It's my understanding that LB and some Bruins are going to be at Fort Devens today giving out Christmas trees.
Yes.
Thanks for the reminder, kid.
You had no idea. No, you had.
Listen,
you had no idea. No clue. And you're not going to be there either. But
you guys know Swoop Sweeney.
Yes.
How many texts do you think that I got over the last like 3 days?
So what are you doing?
One an hour.
What are you doing?
We're going over to Fort Devens to hook the fellas and the ladies up with Christmas trees.
With Christmas trees. Do you know what time you're supposed to arrive?
Nope.
I think it's 11 a.m.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, George, you'll be able to get an autographed 8x10 over there, the Christmas version. Yes.
So, unfortunately, I was able to assist yesterday. We're loading up the truck with two prior service Marines. It was really awesome, you know, getting to hang out and be able to load the truck. Unfortunately, I have to work today, so I will not be there. So, I'll miss out on meeting LB and some Bruins. But I'm sure it's going to be a great event, and my understanding is going to be every year, so I'm going to try to make it next year.
Great. All right, George. Thanks for calling. Our host has arrived, Santa Bach. Can we have a round of applause for Santa Bach?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
How long have we been doing this show?
I 15 years, maybe?
15, probably 15
yeah,
years.
15 years,
probably
yeah.
15 years.
Long time.
And you're always a gracious host. And
it's always a great show.
We have, did you hear Natalie's first song that she did?
I did not.
You did?
I was in transit.
Oh, it was extraordinary.
Yeah, she's extraordinary.
Yeah, she is extraordinary. And we're going to get her to sing one more in a minute or two.
Ernie, when you say in transit, do you have one of those fancy tube devices like they have at the bank for the outdoor teller? Like do you fly over here in the tube?
I live very close to here, so it was...
He's got a Star Trek. What do they use on Star Trek shoe?
It's called a transporter, Greg. Everybody knows that.
Seriously.
He has a transporter. He just... So the Marines are here.
The Marines are here. Toys. This is great.
Now, what is, if somebody were interested in a Ferrari, in a Maserati today, what's the entry level?
The entry level on the Ferrari is about $200,000-$250,000.
Okay, about $250,000. Yeah. Yes. You guys got that? Did you bring that with you in that? Yes, everybody. But yeah, okay, $250,000. And what about the Maserati?
And the Maserati is much more reasonable. The Maserati you can get into a Maserati for $60,000.
Okay, great.
Really?
Ghibli? Oh yeah.
Now, why do you think the Maserati was so popular in music? Like, Life is Good, the Joe Walsh song. The
Maserati was in the United States from about the late 50s all the way up to Chrysler bought Maserati and effed the whole thing up.
Right.
That's why they left the country. Maserati left the country in 1989 along with Fiat. Remember when Fiat left the country and Triumph left the country? And they came back in 2002 all ready to go, and the cars are spectacular now. And what's amazing is Chrysler bought Maserati, which made them leave the country because of quality. Now the Italians, Fiat, Maserati owns Chrysler.
Oh, now they
own it. Crazy.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Didn't Chrysler change the power plant, like the horsepower, the whole sports car?
Yeah, and the government had a lot to do with it. As those, they know, the muscle cars, the government in their very early 70s killed that industry.
They did? Why?
Because the regulations of the emissions and horsepower. The manufacturers used to lie about how many horsepower was in the car. And normally you'd say, oh, they think it's too much. They were saying it was less because of insurance regulations.
Yeah. You have a lot of Christmas gifts that you're going to give to everybody who's here. We got cash.
We got cash.
We have some KISS tickets to give away.
KISS tickets to give away.
I believe this is the final KISS tour of this year.
That's what we heard.
We have some tickets to give away. And,
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, and so tonight you're doing a Stone Temple Pilots show for your foundation, Music Drives Us.
Yes, and I talked to the guys yesterday, and they haven't, under this incarnation with Jeff, they haven't done an acoustic, like a whole acoustic thing.
They haven't done an acoustic.
No, so this is going to be the first time, and they like it so much that they're planning an acoustic tour and an acoustic record.
And you've heard the new singer, and you say
he's amazing. He's a great guy. Plus, you can talk to him. He looks you in the eye. He actually speaks. It's good.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because I love Scott. I had him at my house, and that was a nightmare.
Yeah. What Scott Weiland was? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. But when I called Paul, our friend Paul Geary, and I said let's we were looking for a band. I said let's bring Scott Weiland. He goes, oh. I go, but we know what we have. Yeah. We know that the guy's a little, great guy. I don't want to talk bad of him. I mean, he's a great guy, but we knew that there could be problems.
And there were problems.
And there were.
I got to give him props, though, because he's a huge hockey fan.
He's passed away.
And he's got some super cool Christmas videos if you jump on YouTube.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yes. Really good.
All right, well, how about a round of applause for Santa Bach? And for Natalie Jolly, what do you think? Are you ready to do one more song?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. So Natalie Jolly is here. I highly recommend that you give her the follow on Instagram. It's Natalie Jolly, only one L in Jolly. And Ernie was saying on the show the other day that you're probably headed off to complete fame and fortune soon. Are you moving to the West Coast? Are you what's your?
I am going on a little extended stay for a few months. I'm not moving just yet, but I'm gonna go see what it's all about.
Yeah,
if I like it.
See if you like.
Yeah. I know I'm gonna like it, but I don't wanna move too prematurely. So I'm gonna go, get my feet wet.
She'll never come back.
It's culture shock, I think, from assholes who go to the West Coast.
It's an option. It's definitely not completely wrong.
All right. Well, you're going to do one of my most favorite Christmas songs.
Mine too.
And this is the John Lennon, Yoko Ono song. I think Yoko gets some credit on that, isn't she?
You always have to give Yoko credit.
You have to give Yoko credit. And so live here during our Toys for Tots live broadcast at Bach Maserati, it is Natalie Jolly.
Yeah!
Chills!
Yes!
Thank you.
Chills! I really think that you're going to become too big to ever do this show very, very, very soon. I'm telling you that was awesome, Natalie. That is Natalie
Thank
Jolly.
You so much.
And a lot of texters are saying they would buy the Christmas album. So you have to do you got to do a Christmas album.
All right, I'm on it.
All right.
At 2 weeks.
Producer Ernie Bach.
Ernie will take it. Ernie, you'll shepherd her career. Yeah, of course you should.
Yes, he should. You're right.
As he should. So the question is, are you staying or do you have to leave? Or can we get one more song later? Like everybody said,
okay.
You'll be here hanging out. Okay.
I'd have no more Christmas music though.
Well, you got to go work on one more than I was. No, okay. we'll get something else later. You're fine. All right. Natalie live here this morning. Give her a huge round of applause.
Thank you so much.
That is fantastic. Woo! I'm told that Ken Casey of Dropkick Murphys is here. We're going to talk to Ken coming up in just a little bit.
Yeah, I was watching him rehearse.
He's rehearsing.
Yeah,
He's going to do Dropkick's Christmas song.
Yeah.
Song. We're going to get that coming on. A lot of Christmas music getting you in the spirit as we broadcast live from Bach Maserati. It is our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast. And today's show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to EchoStore.com. Coming up, we'll get to LB's greatest moments of the week, and we will play your Hillmail voicemail messages coming up next. All right, we are broadcasting from Bach Maserati with Santa Bach. It is our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast with the Marines. And everybody here, give yourselves a round of applause for bringing all the toys that you brought.
You guys rock.
We want to thank the Marines, and we want to thank Santa Bach for hosting us. And we are about to get another Christmas song performance. However, I think before that, we are going to get to LB's greatest moments of the week. Is that right, Mr. Shu?
That's right.
All right. Well, let's do that. It is 7:48.
And now,
still one of the biggest moments in radio history.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
Great moment there, dumbass.
LB's greatest moments of the week.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Right. Right.
Yep. I'm giving sex away for Christmas.
Right.
That's awesome. What, I'm going to stand over here, buddy.
I noticed that you're, right? I noticed you're moving away, Shu.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want that light switch to hit me in the face.
I put a bow on it.
Yes,
small bow.
Yes, and every woman in Norwood also just inadvertently moved away from the radio and Bach Maserati. All right, so. What do we have for memorable moments from Lindy this week?
For the last greatest moments, LB's greatest moments of 2018, I can title this one Spaceballs.
Okay, okay,
Spaceballs. Let's just say that one. We're going to start off with number three, where we had a discussion about whether the moon landing was real or not, because it was Steph Curry who doesn't believe that the moon landing actually happened.
Yes,
which led to LB giving us a Carl Sagan-like lecture on some of the history of space travel. So let's do that right now, Mark, number three.
To Shu's point, I mean, a monkey flew a spaceship.
Well, sat in one.
Right?
Yeah, didn't actually fly. Well, no, I'm not denying
he was just strapped in. He wasn't working the controls.
No, he wasn't.
That's like how when Monkey drives, Greg says he drives, even though he's just in the passenger seat. That's the same concept LB's applying to the monkey theory.
So, yeah, the monkey didn't actually fly the spaceship, LB. He just kind of sat in there.
The guys in the control room?
Right. They were handling that whole thing.
My bad.
If they could get a monkey to do that, they wouldn't have trained all those astronauts.
Yeah, I thought he had his hand on the throttle.
No. The number two LB greatest moments from the week involved him misspeaking, which he doesn't really often do. During a spot he was doing, and he was wondering if some of the ladies out there had a problem with something they don't really have. So fire that up, Mark.
Right.
Brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lepresi, Dr. Robert Leonard. They are my hair doctors. If you're tired of being bald, ladies or guys.
Oh, man.
I can't believe I just did that.
I can.
All right.
Yeah.
Some ladies have balls.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's 2018.
Monkey didn't fly a spaceship. Ladies don't have balls. And the number one greatest LB moment this week, again, goes back to the moon landing and LB's explanation of why we have a dark side of our moon.
Yes. Okay.
why is there the dark side of the moon? Because, like, if it was all dark, obviously the light comes from a star.
Yes, called the sun.
Yes, Lyndon.
Thank
Sagan.
You. The biggest star ever.
Yes. You know. No, I'm with you, buddy.
I'm like, they call it the dark side of the moon for a reason. Why? Because there's a dark side. So how is there a light side if the whole thing's dark, you nitwits? Right?
There you have it, folks.
Right? Yeah. I understand.
In a nutshell.
Now.
Listen,
go home and talk to your kids today.
That's been my year in a nutshell. Right there, folks. All right, round of applause for LB and LB's greatest moments this week. It's by the way, just a quick update for those who were concerned. We were talking about monkeys in space, and Johnny Egan has arrived, and he is A-OK.
Yeah.
For the first time ever this morning, Johnny Egan was late and missing. Can we give Monkey a round of applause, please?
So there he is.
Johnny, you all right? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What alarm issue?
Senior moment.
Senior
moment. Yeah, can't control the phone.
Left it down the
laundry room.
Okay, all
and
right.
Up around 10 p.m.
All right.
Fell asleep.
No, it wasn't 13 Red Bulls and you passed out.
No, that keeps me out.
He's got one with him.
You made him do your laundry at 10 o'clock last night?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
He made me go to Zoot's or whatever that is and pick up some dry clean.
Stop it.
And I was a little late.
Stop it. Well,
no, unacceptable. I'm never late. I hate being late. I hate oversleeping.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny, everybody makes mistakes. It's what you do afterwards.
Yeah, but if those Marines made a mistake.
Right, Ernie?
It's how you recover.
Yes, it's how you recover after the mistake. You're right. Marines, they can't make a mistake.
Right.
But
no.
You're
they're out serving our country.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all your service.
Yes.
Love you guys and gals.
Appreciate it. But I'm here. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Johnny, you've been at probably 15 of these broadcasts.
I missed last year.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I didn't overslap. I was still working.
Yes, yes. We're glad to have you here today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, there's Johnny Egan. All right, and how about a round of applause for Ken Casey?
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, guy.
Dropkicks.
Are you, do you have a microphone over there? You do.
Ken, hi.
How are you?
Good. Apparently, just to give some backstory here, if you say I came down last year and I said I'll definitely come back next year, and Greg just put it on the poster, and we were in Australia at the time, so we had to take the red eye home just to be here on time. So,
well,
and of course,
I believe that.
And Tim Brennan, who wasn't here last year, to be kind enough to get roped into it so
sorry,
we could actually
Tim.
Do a song this year.
You haven't slept for 3 days.
Can we give Tim a round of applause also, please?
Because
thank you.
Because last year I just stumbled in with a coffee and you're like, are you doing a song? I said,
yes.
No, I'm just having a coffee. What are you?
And then you said, I will come next year and I will play our Christmas song.
I think I also said we'll bring the whole band.
Yes, you said
so
you'd bring the
two
whole...
out of seven ain't bad.
Well, next year.
Well, what'd you say?
Next year,
the Dropkicks are going to play here live. Mark it down. So, yeah, I know. You guys were touring Australia. You took the red eye to get here and play this morning, and I can't thank you enough for that.
Ernie came and got us on his jet.
How was the tour in Australia?
Australia is awesome. The people, they love Americans. They're so friendly down there. I would move there in a heartbeat if they'd let me.
Any surfing?
No. It was literally land, play, fly. You know, every show was... We've been down there in the past where we've got... There was this festival called the Big Day Out, and you used to play only Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you'd have Monday through Thursday off 3 weeks in a row, and we got to see a lot of the country on those trips, but on this one we got absolutely no time off. We had to squeeze it in early so we could get back here for this.
Yeah.
to play at this venue. Yeah. Yes.
So you realize how big we are.
Yeah, no, I don't mess around. I mean, I'm here for Ernie, not really you, Greg, but
yeah. Yeah, no, I understand that. And yes, LB, everybody realizes how big you are. All right, so the Hey, did you eat anything good? Speaking of food, did you eat anything good in Australia?
Yeah.
Anything
their
weird?
Their food's good.
Tim, no. do you eat anything weird?
Nothing too weird,
Nothing out of the ordinary?
No Vegemite?
We didn't have time to get into anything too weird.
Yeah, what about Vegemite?
Did you have worst.
Any? No, my neighbor's Australian. He asked me to bring him back a Vegemite sometimes, so people do really eat that.
Yeah, people do. Yeah. They
sell kangaroo jerky at the airport.
Oh.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like that. Big. Have you ever eaten it?
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's like pork.
We spent a day petting them once, so I can't eat them now.
Yeah. That's the way that goes.
They make purses out of their balls.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, they make purses out of their
kangaroo testicles. Yeah,
popular there.
That's what I'm asking Ernie for Christmas.
Done all my Christmas shopping.
Ernie, Danielle would like one of those for Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. So, and listen, update on the St. Patrick's Day extravaganza. Is everything sold out?
We're sold out. We're doing 3 nights at the House of Blues, and then we just went on sale with, we're going up to Lowell on the Saturday, doing 2 shows at the Songa Center, and we're doing a matinee, and then the night show with boxing, and we love going up to Lowell. They're grateful when anybody comes up there. You know what I mean? So
it's a great town. You know, great town.
So they welcome you with open arms, even us. We're excited for St. Patrick's Day. So hopefully people come on up.
All right. You guys want
instead of come on down, get
yeah,
it? Come
yeah,
on
yeah,
up.
Come on up. Yeah. Yeah,
come on up. We're bordering on a copyright infringement suit here, Kenny. Go easy.
Yeah, you know, Bob tried that, the furniture guy, and you saw what happened to him, right?
Yeah, but he's a good guy, though.
Oh, okay.
All right. You guys want to hear a Christmas song from Kenny and Tim? Yes? Yes? Yeah. All right.
Normally, so we wrote a Christmas song, I don't know when we put this out, like 4 years ago, but we're never on tour in December, so we never get to play it, but we happen to be able to play it in Australia, so we're all warmed up, so to speak. But we've never done it, just the two of us, so here we go. You ready?
Yeah!
Maybe some of you have families like this, so we'll see. All right.